The Meeting Point, Wednesdays and Thursdays, 8 to 10 p.m., only on SAFM.
It is a Meeting Point on SAFM. If you've just joined us, good evening to you. I did mention right at the beginning that we would at this time be speaking to Tertia Berger from Stepping Stone Hospice and Care Services, an NGO that has doing amazing work in benefiting from funding from the National Lotteries Commission's fundraising raffles. And Tertia Berger joins us now on the line. Tertia, thank you very much for making time. Good evening and welcome to the Meeting Point.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
I mentioned the incredible work that you do as Stepping Stone Hospice, but what is that work? I've got a sense, but if you could share with us the work that you do and the impact that it has in the communities that you serve.
We provide palliative care is an extra layer of care in...
I'm not too sure. We've got a little bit of a challenge there. Tertia Berger is with Stepping Stone Hospice. We'll take a quick break and try to reconnect with her.
At Koketso Sachane and at SAFM Radio on Twitter.
20 minutes to 9, we reconnect with Tertia Berger from Stepping Stone Hospice and Care Services, talking about the work that they do and also their funding through the National Lotteries Commission's fundraising raffles. Tertia, I hope we've got you back on the line. I'm not too sure what happened there, but you were sharing with us the work that you do as Stepping Stone. Tertia, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, okay. I'm not too sure what's happening. But if we can just maybe just take it from the top in sharing the work that you do as Stepping Stone.
Okay. We had specialized care, pain, symptom control, psychosocial care to patients with a diagnosis of either a life-limiting or a life-threatening disease. We normally get involved when the patient doesn't react to curative treatment anymore.
Mm. There is the dignity that is needed at that time of one's life, palliative care, Tertia, and something that, of course, we can easily lose sight of, the importance of the work that you
yes.
do. Especially when it comes to one's dignity at that
yes.
time in your life. Please share with us that importance.
My lesson on this came from my daughter's life story. She suffered from a debilitating bone and tissue disease, and in the last 10 years of her life, she had 81 abdominal surgeries. And in that time, she suffered intractable pain. She was on huge amounts of drugs and medication. She literally spent months and years in hospital. And one unfortunate incident in hospital, she said to me, "Mommy, I've lost my car, I've lost my house, I've lost my husband, but today I lost the last thing that I had, my dignity."
Oh.
And it was her dying wish that I start a hospice so right. that nobody would ever die in pain and without dignity. Dignity is one of the most important things that we can offer a patient. We can't take the disease or the diagnosis or the prognosis away, but we can give them dignity.
Thank you very much for sharing that deeply personal story, Tertia. And may your daughter continue to rest. In carrying on from that which your daughter has asked of you, and in carrying on in establishing the hospice, how do you fund the work that you do?
We rely very heavily on fundraising, and our inpatient unit, we currently have 8 beds. We've just bought more property. Actually, out of the proceeds, partly financed through the proceeds of our lottery fundraise.
Gloria, and I'm saying Gloria, sorry, Tisha, I'm going to try and get you on a different line. The work that you do is so important. The information that you share of benefit to others is so important that we need to make sure that the line is solid. My apologies for that. A 8:45 it is. We'll try and reestablish a solid line with Tisha Berger of Stepping Stone Hospice and Care Services.
The Meeting Point with Koketso Sachane.
It is The Meeting Point on SAFM. If you have just joined us, Tisha Berger is our guest, founder of Stepping Stone Hospice and Care Services. Apologies for the unstable line, Tisha. I hope that we've got you back on a solid one this time around. But you were sharing with us how, as Stepping Stone, you are funding your activities.
We have a lot of fundraising activities. We have dinners, we have walks, we have golf days. We also applied for a national lottery number that enables us to have raffles. You can't have a raffle if you don't have an NRC number. And we funded the refurbishment of our training center with lottery money, which was amazing. And we now attend a facility house. Hello?
I'm right here with you, Tisha.
We will house 10 children from birth to the age of 18 that are suffering from life-limiting diseases.
For organizations and individuals who are hearing of the National Lottery's fundraising lottery scheme for the first time, maybe if you could share with us the steps that you followed. What did you need to do? How do you educate those who can benefit as you did as Stepping Stone Hospice?
Well, I think anybody who applies for an NLC number will find the staff at the lotteries really very helpful. They held our hands in doing an application form. We had an inspection and interviews. We were really assessed at a very high level. And the format that we use, we have a club 2,000. So we sell 2,000 tickets a month at 50 rand a ticket. And then we pay out seven prizes. The first prize is 20,000. The second prize is 2,000. The third prize is 1,000. And then fourth, fifth, sixth, and seventh is 500 rand prizes. And this draw is done around about the 10th of every month.
It sounds successful. It sounds like what you, of course, you would encourage other nonprofit organizations to also conduct their own fundraising lotteries.
So a lot of hospices actually have club 500s, thousands, or 2,000s because it's really an easy way of making money. Generating funds. you have a 1 in 2,000 chance of winning 20,000. Those are good odds. And it's not difficult to sell. We have corporates who buy tickets for their staff. And when it's their birthday, they get a 1 year subscription to the competition.
Right.
And it's great when you see a factory worker winning 20,000 rand.
This is incredible, and I hope that there are many other nonprofit organizations, Tertia, that in hearing of this for the first time are also able to tap into the opportunities that exist with the society lotteries. And I want to just conclude by saying, and going back to what you shared with us right at the beginning, Tertia, again, I'm sorry for what you've lived with your daughter. At the same time, thank you for the promise that you made, the promise that, of course, you continue to live up to in caring for those who are in need and providing them with dignity. We appreciate the work that you do. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you for hosting us and getting the message out. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. Tertia Burger is with the Stepping Stone Hospice and Care Services. If you'd like to find out a bit more about the bit more detail around the society's lotteries, you can go to the National Lotteries Commission website, or you can call 08600 65383. That's 08600 65383, or you can go to nlcsa.org.za. that is nlcsa.org.za. It is 10 minutes to 9.